We're all different when it comes to sex, so I rarely find a product that makes me think every home should have one. However, I want to shout about splashblanket.com. They make cozy and crucially fluid-proof sheets, blankets, robes, and loads more for sex and anything else that might get messy. Use the code GOTN10, GOTN10, for 10% off at splashblanket.com. Every single purchase will help support this website. This is Please May I Not Suck Your Cock. You've got a fabulous dick, sweetheart, and I really do love taking it into my mouth and trying my best to get you to come down the back of my throat. But today I have a different request. It's something I've been fixating on when I touch myself and think about you. And on the surface it won't seem horny, but I promise you it really, really is. Just hear me out as I ask you, please may I not suck your cock? I don't mean I don't want to suck your cock. I mean, please may I deliberately and teasingly and insistently over and over spend some serious and dedicated time not sucking your cock. Kneeling between your legs as you recline on the bed naked. Kissing the inside of your thighs with soft lips that neatly straddle the line between tickle and turn on. Licking ever so gently up your semi-flaccid shaft with a wet tongue. Inhaling the scent of you as I bury my face in the lowest part of your stomach. Please may I not suck your cock. I want to run the tip of my tongue around the head of it, gently, tentatively, as if the lightness of the touch of my tongue will cause your dick to pulse harder, stretching outwards to milk more sweet, sweet pressure from that contact. When you moan slightly and buck your hips to press yourself against me, I want to pull away and look up at you, ask more, and feel you twitch. Please may I not suck your cock. I'd like to just hold it in one hand, ring made between my forefinger and thumb, gripping you just below the head, with my other hand firmly jammed against your hips to keep you from arching your back and fucking upwards into my mouth. Holding your dick so it points directly towards my mouth, I stick out my tongue, pre-lubed with spit. And maintaining eye contact with you, I deliver one long, slow lick directly across the smooth skin on the head of your cock. I'd love for you to mewl a little when I do this. Dick pulsing harder and harder in my hand, the closer I come to finally sucking it down. I'd love to come so close to sucking your cock that you tip over the edge. From feeling teased to actively relieved because you know I'm about to do it. I want to open my mouth good and wide, shift down until it looks like I'm about to close my lips and suck one long stroke from the base all the way to the tip. Throat open, mouth wide, about to suck it down. Then I want to simply lift myself back up, without ever closing my lips to fully envelop your cock, tricking your eyes and leaving your body shuddering with frustrated sexual energy. I'd really love to not suck your cock. Put some filthy tunes on the playlist. Ask you to find some of your favourite written word porn and get you to read it aloud to me. While I really get to work on not sucking your cock. Pausing every now and then when you get to a particularly hot part of the story, one of the bits where I can feel you twitching and responding to the scenario and not just to my fingertips and tongue. Then ask you, what do you like about that? Please tell me. And then getting back to work while you answer, pointed tip tongue strokes on your frenulum combined with gentle, lightly lubed tugs of the fist just below the head ridge, taking you from soft to hard to semi and back again, over and over and over. Let's make an evening of it. Why not? Just you, your cock, and me doing everything but suck it. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come and help me make more of it and get early access to brand new stuff, patreon.com/girlonthenet.